At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is about your legacy. This is about your family's legacy, but
you got to think about your well-being.
Got to think about those three kids that came out here tonight. His young boys. His wife was here tonight.
No legacy of no.
Shane McManus.
No, don't.
Shane McMahon is over 20 feet.
Come on, no.
Above the floor.
No.
Shane McMahon, he can't be thinking straight. Shane O'Mac is on top of Hell in a Cell.
Shane, don't do it.
You can't do this. Shane,
no. No.
My God.
Damn it, Shane. Stop it.
Shane, don't do this.
No.
Shane. No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No. For the love of mankind, Shane just exploded through our table.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
That was my Gorilla Monsoon. Was that good?
It's pandemonium in the Lousy Weather Media Studios.
WrestleMania's over. We just sat through 7 hours of WrestleMania. We got. I'm here. My name's Sean. I'm here. Bob's here.
Bob.
We have my best friend Derek here.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, Derek's never been on a Lousy Weather Media podcast before. Josie's over there. Say hi.
Hello.
WrestleMania just decided to end at midnight tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They just decided that they were like, they said 6 hours is enough. We're going to give you seven.
You gave us updates every minute for about an hour.
I couldn't believe they were going to end past, like, once it started, I was like, they only have 1 minute left.
The time Nazi over
it's going to be 11. Like... The Rock's going on forever. It's about to be 11.
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah, it was WrestleMania Star. We just watched Star. WrestleMania Star. But we called it Star. Fashion Mania.
Yeah, Fashion Mania.
Because we spent the whole podcast critiquing every woman and man in their dress and attire.
That's exactly true. Yeah.
That's basically, it was Fashion Mania Star, because you can't number the WrestleManias anywhere. Did you see 32 anywhere on the production?
No, not at all. I mean,
except for Shane McMahon's jersey.
Yeah,
oh,
that was actually,
good
yeah.
Call.
You're right,
and
yeah.
And his kids, that's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby with his attention to fashion detail.
Look at that.
In there.
Yep, and the three and the two had the dollar sign things through it. Didn't make any sense. Didn't make any sense.
So anyway, he's Shane O'Mac. Here comes the money.
Yeah, but
so, like we were doing a dance. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, he was all excited.
Yeah, but any dollar that's not an S dollar, that's a $2 or $3 is counterfeit. Mm-hmm. So
I do kind of like this song again. Anyway, but we just watched WrestleMania, and my only critique would be it was too long. Like that, we started at
only
5.
The time Nazi. Too long.
We started at 5, and that main event was like 30 minutes long, and they could have cut. That shit should have been the 6-second squash match. I don't know. overall, Derek, what were your thoughts on WrestleMania this year?
I thought it was better than last year. Honestly.
WrestleMania
like, last
Star.
Last year kind of sucked. The only thing I didn't like is last year and this year both started off with the ladder match for Intercontinental Championship.
You thought it was repetitive booking?
Yeah, at the very beginning, but I mean... The spots they did were fucking pretty sweet.
Derek was ready to book WrestleMania the whole event. Like, he had everything called. Every spot was, like, being called by Derek.
No, not just me. Come on now.
Fashion Mania.
You had fucking Josie over here.
Yeah, Josie was calling spots, too.
I mean, before we even...
During the women's match, you were like, pin her, now pin her again, now pin her back.
She was, like, on it.
Josie's on the ring psychology.
For sure.
What were your overall thoughts of WrestleMania this year, Josie?
I thought it was pretty good. I also agree that it was too long. They lost me.
You thought we could have been done at 11.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they lost me at the Undertaker.
We all did a good job. None of us were tweeting, like... You know what I mean? And that's a good sign if none of us have our phones in our hands and we're actually sitting there watching the show.
To be honest, Josie was done after The Rock.
Yeah, it was
like, The Rock's here. He's
that was like, I've been using this analogy.
I want to go to sleep.
I've been using the hand job analogy a lot lately, and that was like her hand job. Like, it worked her up.
I mean,
she exploded all over
the
room.
Came out, especially when the shirt came off, she was like, "I'm done." Yeah,
she was like, "Just cuddle me up and let's go to bed."
Stuff on fire.
She's like, "Well, yeah."
He came out with a giant flamethrower. Yeah, which is supposed to like be that's like mimicking for something. Like his penis can do that. His penis is that long and flame producing.
It just erupted, you know.
Yeah, so
did Josie, and that she was done for the night.
And then Josie was ready to just cuddle.
That's the main event. Fuck it.
She rolled over and just started tweeting, lit a candle, lit a cigarette, and just fucking
Josie tweets. Remember that?
Yeah. Hashtag Josie.
Yeah. Hashtag.
What were your?
I didn't think it was long enough. I could have went with another 20 minute of stunners. And beer drinking.
Like I compared it to I completely forgot Stone Cold.
Yeah, three or four more Stone Cold IPAs.
Yeah, like, he deserved at least three of them. I mean,
yeah.
First time in the ring in how long?
I feel like
other people should have came down to the ring and had beers.
It was like with the pre-show. Okay. So it was a 5-hour pay-per-view with a 2-hour pre-show. But the pre-show had 3 matches on it, so it was basically the pay-per-view, if you know what I mean. Like, the matches did have commercials in them, which was weird.
It's just weird that they have commercials on their network.
On their own network.
Yeah, I mean, if it's their own commercial, for marketing for their own original shows or whatever, that's cool, but these Snicker commercials and shit like that, that's just crazy. Like,
let me throw another one, Josie. But anyway, so you guys want to, let's dive into the card and we can review this blow by blow.
Are you talking about the prelims as well?
Because
I didn't write those down.
I have it all right here. The opening matches were Kalisto and Ryback, the Divas against Bad and Blonde, and
you
then
had the 30 people in the
Usos
crowd,
and Dudley.
Then once the Divas went on, I mean, like, that's when people came in.
Well, Kalisto and Ryback, right?
There was like 50 people there.
Was it David and Goliath?
Seriously, like, the only people I seen excited was Bobby and the 30 people in the fucking yeah, so, I mean, for real.
Yeah, I was ready to give Ryback excited, some more food, dude.
Like, those are the only people I was excited. So I was like...
But when Ryback was holding Kalisto up, and he's like standing on the ropes, and he's like, WrestleMania moment, like... I felt at that moment already that term became cliche, and we were only 10 minutes into the broadcast.
Oh, for sure. Exactly.
Then they had the Divas against Team Bad and Blonde, which we all thought, well, at least I did, I thought was going to be a shit show, and actually wasn't too awful.
That's when the crowd started showing up, and like...
It was pretty well put together. They did what they had to do out there, and none of us knew who the fuck Lana was. All of us were like, I don't know who that girl in the purple is. Well, I like her butt, but I don't know who she is. Yeah, that was Josie's quote.
Yeah, her butt was the top match.
I like her butt. And then they were like, Lana. And you know what I mean? You've never seen her like that. She's always hair up in a business suit. The bitch with Rusev that goes, Rusev, crush.
That was her?
That was her.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like doing a match today.
Yeah,
that was her wrestling debut. No,
she looks a lot better in that outfit.
When she like looks like Lana
Fashion
instead
Mania.
Of
yeah. This is what happens when you watch WrestleMania.
And then they had
Natalya's outfit was weird.
And they gave that match like 11 minutes. Natalya does this dominatrix thing. You need to watch Total Divas, Bob, and see how she got it. She had a dominatrix come to her house and like was trying to whip her husband, and her husband was like, I hate this shit, and like got in the car and like left. He was like, fuck you, Natty, don't try and stop me from leaving, and he just like backed up and left.
She's like, well, too bad, because it's my new gimmick.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly.
And I live my gimmicks.
Thanks for the experience.
She wanted to become a dominatrix, so that's like her thing.
She's a method wrestler.
And then the last pre-show match was Usos and Bubba Ray, which was, I don't know, it was just kind of like I don't know, none of us really paid attention. We were just talking about their fashion all the time with
those.
We were trying to decide who they were related to.
We had the straight out of Dudleyville t-shirts, table
Josie
spot
like
at the
that.
End.
No, I did not.
What's up?
Yeah, I would have loved
what's up was okay, not the straight out of Dudleyville.
They should have done the what's up.
They didn't
they
do
didn't.
The ones.
No,
and then they and they were
they
the ones who
they got popped.
They're the ones who got put in the table. But if you really think about it, they just came back to WWE, and
that
they're old
that
as hell.
That would have been my hand job moment. So if they would have did the what's up.
You that would have been your. So you would have just been cuddling the rest of the show.
Yeah,
I'm post coital. Post coital, Bob.
I thought it was the Ryback before the he was done.
They, but if you really think about that match, it was kind of like the proverbial passing of the torch. Like, the Dudley boys are old, and they just came back. Like, they've been wrestling for 20 years, and they just came back to do this, like, last run with WWE, and they got WrestleMania, and they lost and got put through tables by the Usos.
Hopefully they finally rest their neck. I mean.
You think so?
I don't think so.
Why not? I mean, they've already accomplished a lot.
They're not going to quit.
This is when Bobby came back with pizza, and it was fucking WrestleMania time. Hell yeah. WrestleMania star.
Yeah, WrestleMania star.
Right. Hell yeah.
And we raped pizza. That was the whole goal.
Yeah,
we were going to rape pizza.
That was your hand job moment.
We had the Intercontinental ladder match, which was a 15-minute match.
Yeah, I mean, it was good.
The ladder match?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was hoping...
The highlight spot of the whole thing was when Sami Zayn dove through the ladder and hit the move and then ran around and dove through the ropes for the DDT spot.
Oh, yeah, that definitely got the crowd going for sure.
My favorite part of that match was when Stardust brought out his own ladder.
Yeah, that was fucking
the
awesome.
The polka dot ladder. Yeah, yeah. Stardust with a tribute to old Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, we were hoping.
And then he disappeared for the rest of the match. Mm-hmm.
Then he laid on top of a ladder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He went to sleep on a ladder.
He was like, oh, like, I'm supposed to lay down? Okay, like...
He went to sleep.
I'll lay here so this guy can fall on me.
Here's a soft spot to lay.
And then,
this ladder looks nice.
And then how did it even work? Somebody like grabbed the ladder and dragged it like closer to the ropes. Sin Cara.
Yeah, he dragged it away from the title. Like, what are you doing, dude? It's a title match.
He climbs
move it away. All right, let's do the spot here. I get it.
He climbs the ladder and then somebody tilts it and then he fucking jumps on
him. I think it was the Miz
that
tilted it, if mm-hmm. I'm correct. Maybe not.
And then the Miz did the whole spot where he was going to climb up there and he was acting all cocky, sat on top of it. And then old homeboy Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo. Came out.
The other highlight was that suplex Sami Zayn did.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He
that
fucking,
was fucking nasty.
It looked like
ladder.
He crippled Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely better than the tumble through the ladder.
Kevin Owens was dead. Sami Zayn really had a highlight weekend because he wrestled Friday against Nakamura, which me and Bobby will attest.
Yeah,
it's like the best match
that.
Of all fucking time.
That match was raw.
And then two nights later, he's highlighting the ladder match with three cool spots.
Too bad he didn't win the match.
No.
I mean, that would have been awesome.
But old Woo Woo Woo, you know it, won the match.
Yeah.
Zack Ryder.
I mean, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Because I haven't watched wrestling
you
in like 2 years.
Ryder?
And I'm like, who this guy
different.
Is?
He looks
and you're
different.
Like, it's Woo Woo Woo. And I'm like, last time I seen this dude, like, he was with a headband,
you remember,
Spirit Squad
you go
type
from
dude.
The,
like,
you go from the Edge Heads is where he started. He was in the Edge Heads. It was him and Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah.
And then he went to that one pant leg get up where it looked like a nutsack was going to fall out of the left leg at all times. And he was doing woo woo woo, you know it. And I was like, this dude's hype, like on that old ECW broadcast.
Hey, well, you caught it at the beginning. You're like, this is Zack Ryder's.
This is
like
his moment.
Big, like,
and then all
oh,
the
like,
the
he wins it.
The spot, the best spot of it was after he won, and the camera just kind of panned. And all you could see was in the corner of the screen was like this guy. And I was like, oh my God, who the fuck's in the ring? Somebody attack that guy. And then Zack Ryder just
dude,
runs up and hugs
it
him. It was his dad.
Me of back watching old wrestling fucking when a dude jumps over the security rail during Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Piper. And dude jumps in the ring and Randy Anderson like fucking elbow drops the fuck out of the fucking. Remember that
dude,
shit?
The referee's main goal is to protect the
yeah, dude, he
boys
fucks the
from
dude up and like
attacked.
Fucking Hogan and them are all like kicking this dude in the face.
WCW would have that a lot. There was one time where Raven's like sitting in the corner and they jump over and attack him.
Oh yeah, dude, I was expecting it, and then when I seen him hugging, I was like, oh,
yeah, it's like, oh my God, like... who's this guy? It was Zack Ryder's dad, but that was nice. Zack Ryder got the
he
got the IC title.
Finally, I mean,
I don't think he's had a... He was like U.S. champion, I think, for a minute. But that was like... The whole storyline was Eve and Eve kicking him in the balls. So this was big for old Zack Ryder.
I like the Snickers commercial.
Woo, woo, woo.
What's up?
I like the Snickers commercial.
The Snickers commercial, too. Woo. We saw that later where it was like... Ric Flair comes on and he's like woo to Zack Ryder.
Zack vignette promo.
Yeah, Zack Ryder's going woo woo. Yeah, when Ric Flair came out, I was like, Divas match is next.
Yeah, that's what I thought instantly. He was going.
I was like, he's about to start. Yeah, cutting promo, but no, it was a Snickers commercial, and he and the premise was like the Zack Ryder's going woo woo woo, and Ric Flair's going no, it's woo. And I hope people in the arena got to see this shit because it was. I thought it was awful. And they're like, no, woo, woo, woo. No, woo. No, woo, 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 woo. And then he's like, here, eat the Snickers. And then he eats the Snickers and turns into Charlotte and goes, woo, woo. And they're like, eat a Snickers if you're hungry.
You know at that moment, you wanted a Snickers.
I guess it's better than Danny Trejo or Trejo or whatever turning into fucking Marsha Brady.
But, you know, it was appropriate for... WrestleMania, so it worked.
So,
I wanted a Snickers the entire time. I still want a freaking Snickers.
Then we got Chris Jericho versus AJ Styles,
which was a match I was definitely
Looking for this because we were saying when we were watching it was like how long we've been watching AJ wrestle.
Yeah, and I mean, first time I seen him, I always thought he was a Chris Jericho, and I mean. The match together, it was just phenomenal.
Chris Jericho had a cool glowing outfit, speaking of fashion. You guys all thought it was like one he's worn before. I think it's a new one.
They just make the light.
They just change the LED patterns.
Pattern. It's one of on the same jacket. It has probably LSD.
It's like a light bright
jacket. Basically,
you can plug in a different light.
Yeah, he can change it if he wants.
But they basically, like, it wasn't... It was not like there wasn't like drama or story to the match. It was kind of like trading blow for blow, counter for counter.
Yeah.
For 17 minutes. And I don't even remember who won. Chris Jericho defeated AJ. Yeah. How did he even win? I already forget now. It's been seven goddamn hours.
He came off of a springboard off the top of the rope and fucking hit him with a code breaker and pinned him that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember. This is why I don't remember, because I blocked it out of my mind. I was so pissed at AJ Styles for this. AJ Styles should have had a pair of fucking pom-poms for cheerleading like a little bitch crying go team. I don't mean to call cheerleaders bitches. That's... sexist,
kind of
misogynistic.
I wasn't a cheerleader though. So.
But he was acting like a little prissy bitch. Okay.
Oh yeah,
a little prima donna cheerleader. What did he said? Stand up, and a couple people were like, "What?" And he was like, "Stand up." Sure enough, he gets 100,000 people to stand up. Like you don't just like it's like the when people start their own clap and they're like.
Yeah, I mean,
to get the crowd
you know
to go
that's
on.
The end for it's you.
That's fucking cheerleading, right?
I mean,
that's cheerleading 101.
That's why you hire the manager. I mean, they do it for you.
And anyway.
Look at the match.
Yeah, that's why I didn't remember the finish, because I blocked this shit out. It was good match until AJ was
until
like, stand
AJ
up.
Until AJ was like, fuck this,
come
I'm
on,
being a cheerleader.
Stand up. Come on, stand up. Yeah, stand up. And he gets the crowd to stand, like, and then he fucking...
After
does
like
the
30
springboard.
Attempts, he's like, these motherfuckers do not know who I am.
He sits
like,
there and he gives Chris Jericho plenty of time to fucking recuperate.
Oh, for sure. Like,
because this
like,
shit's
who is this guy
real to me, damn it. He gives Chris Jericho enough time
even
to recuperate.
Though they probably rock, paper, scissors in the back who was winning the match. I mean,
oh, man. And then the
Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders almost came out. The stage manager had to stop them. Like, no, not yet.
Too soon.
Oh, that's funny. He led them in such a well cheer. They had to come out. Oh, that's funny. So we got that terrible fucking finish from AJ. What a jerk off. At least he got that moment, though.
Yeah. He's definitely going to be a superstar in the rise for him.
The next thing was the six-man tag, the new gay guys.
The new gay guys, I mean...
Oh, man. If you haven't watched the Hall of Fame, Kevin Von Erich calls the New Day the new gay guys.
I mean, when you played that recording, dude, I died laughing, and then we automatically switched back over to fucking the pre-show, and Homegirl was like, the New Day with their deep action thrust, and I'm like, dude, right here you need your audio clip. Like, this is golden. Like, you need to sync these two up. I mean,
the
like,
new fucking gay guys. I'm trying
with
to,
their deep thrust
I'm
action.
I'm trying to get it.
Like, this is just too good. I mean,
I'm trying to get the New Gay Guy clip open. But anyway, he was fucking Kevin Von Erich called him the New Gay Guys. And but anyway, the New gay Guys come out in a box of cereal.
The Bootios.
The like, Bootios cereal.
I was just glad they came out the top. I mean, I was just
new
like,
gay guys.
They better not come out.
And the Freebirds, okay, they were brothers. You know, I'm not going to judge. My brothers, we call from the same mom, but let's let that go. They were brothers because they loved each other. These New Gay Guys are brothers because they love each other. And it's working.
I mean, that's just these blatant. I mean, I think he, like, after you said they wear rainbow colored uniforms and shit like that.
They
and
wear
all,
like,
yeah,
and, like,
so
they, and they have their uniform their fucking look like dildos on their head. Yeah. So, I mean, I understand the guy. I mean, he's wrestled in what the fucking, what,
Fashionmania,
60s and shit like this. I mean,
at first,
like,
I thought,
he's automatically
at first I thought Kevin
guys.
Von Erich like, made a mistake. Like,
no,
I,
he was blatant
but,
about it. And he's,
but then
that's
now,
what their name is.
Now I'm with you. I think he may actually think their team is the New Gay Guys.
When you break it down, look how they dress. Uh-huh. And then, I mean,
if
can you blame the guy?
I
mean,
think
can
so.
You,
I no,
he said
I
these
know,
New Gay Guys
it.
Are brothers. God
I mean,
bless
like,
Texas.
Just remember, they got their deep action thrust. I mean, you just got to remember that. I mean, they got those unicorn fucking headbands. I feel
and,
bad for
yeah,
those people
so,
out there.
So they came out of the Bootios dressed as Super Saiyans.
Yeah, they were all...
With unicorn
dude, I thought they were
heads.
Fucking Scorpion without the mask at first. I was like, what the fuck? And then you were like, oh, dude, got
it
the fucking
until they
tail.
Had
and
tails.
I was like,
yeah.
Their pants...
Yeah, fucking.
If you looked closely at their pants had unicorn horns on them too, like across the butt.
They were you really into the fashion?
Oh yeah, she was all about the shoes and everything.
Fashion
she was
mania.
Like, look at their shoes. The
well,
one
we
who
were...
got fucking elf fucking.
I can't wait
like.
To talk about Shaq's shoes.
Oh, Shaq's
oh,
shoes.
Yeah,
oh,
those are, okay,
they were hypnotizing
wait,
her.
Wait,
she was like, they're memorizing.
But, all right, so we'll anyway, the highlight, the highlight of this match, really though. I mean, it was a good 6-man match, like the best one you can have. Rusev took some really cool bumps and stuff.
Rusev did
good.
A somersault.
He looked really lean.
Yeah,
Rusev. He did a running.
Yeah,
he did a running sumer somersault. What were you saying, Josie?
We didn't even see him go out.
Like, go out where?
In the match. I didn't even see him in. Like, wasn't the
what Rusev?
Yeah,
he was in that match.
Yeah.
It was.
I didn't even see him. But wasn't that the match where they?
Well, afterwards
wait,
was when Mick Foley, Stone
oh, no,
Cold,
different
and
match.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is. This
okay.
is League of Nations.
Yeah, we're
oh,
talking about
yes.
League of Nations.
Still, okay.
So when the match ended was when Stone Cold and Mick Foley
yeah,
and Shawn Michaels came out to
oh,
Big
yeah.
Pop. Shawn Michaels came out wearing clothes. I mean, dressed
you
ready
know how
for
he
a match.
Dresses. He's the 2000 Shawn Michaels.
He was ready
comes
for
out
a match.
Little, yeah, I mean, he's
no,
comes
I figured
out ready
he,
for a match.
I figured
like,
he'd come out in like hunting gear or something.
Oh, dude, he was. It's WrestleMania. Uh-huh. You think he's going to come in his fucking hunting gear?
But
he's
then
like,
they
dude,
wear camo
he's
wrestling
like,
pants.
He's like, dude, it's WrestleMania. I'm here. I'm going to wrestle a match. Anyway, give me a second. Like, I'm about to do a spot.
Stone Cold locked straight up with Rusev and was trading punches. Like, I was seeing Stone Cold take punches in the corner.
Oh, yeah. I was like, when are you going to see fucking Stone Cold again getting beat down in a fucking corner? Like, I've been waiting for this. Mm. And then all of a sudden, like, bam, he hits the stunner on him. And dude sells it. Like, does the backflip,
oh,
everything
right,
out the
right.
fucking ring and everything. Like,
right.
when he hit Rusev with the
oh, yeah.
Stunner.
I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is has been the best part of wrestling so
this
far the
wrestling.
Night. Yeah.
That was also when Sean decided to go for a bathroom break.
Oh, yeah. He
that.
Was. He And that's when he... Not once, but twice. Like, he's like bathroom break and then going to miss out on two mm-hmm. events. Like, it's like, what's going on, Sean?
I lost it. But anyway, then they Stone Cold started drinking beers. And this
yeah.
is when we started really getting into math.
Yeah, that's when we were determining how many beers he drinks.
Yeah, because I think he drinks more than you think and gets drunker than you think he thinks.
Like I was explaining
drunk.
To Bobby. I mean, he hits the beers together. There goes half the beer. And then he fucking holds it
above
his head and pours it on himself.
You got a
and then fucking, he's only getting half
of
it because half of
it
he's drinking.
I got
so, I mean,
66 and two-thirds chance of winning.
I'm playing this Scott Center clip. Anyway, yeah, so I think he drinks way more beer than you think because he's taking it really fast. It might be more foam than you think.
It's all foam.
But he's taking more beer than you think.
No.
No?
I think for every two beers, he has in his hands, he's drinking maybe one beer total.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even see him, to be honest. So we, in that whole thing.
Like I said, he did what? It like six times, not like three times. I'm thinking like six beers.
He did
maybe
four.
Three beers. Oh yeah, he
so
did probably
it was eight, and you yeah, think he it did, was four beers.
He did four solid beers easily.
They never showed it once. They never showed him once actually drinking.
Yeah
they
never,
did. They
no, showed didn't.
I was gonna say I don't face. Think I saw him. The only person
they never
I saw
showed, they
cut
never
it
showed
away.
It.
They cut it away.
Maybe they did. It's PG era.
The only one I saw
yeah,
drink.
That's
from
why
the
I stopped watching it.
Well,
dude.
McFoley was drinking.
Two
kids. Yeah,
beer.
I see McFoley take a
and then he handed it.
Oh yeah, and then he handed it away
to the clown.
And they were
Frank the clown that Sean
Fashion Mania
went off on.
Fashion Mania King
Frank the clown. Fashion Mania King. Josie was upset when I said that he dates Mick Foley's daughter.
Especially when
she said
he's
that
seen her.
Fucking clown
was,
motherfucker.
She's seen her and was like, yeah. What? This guy?
This pretty ass bitch dates that clown
like,
motherfucker.
What the fuck's going
that
on with
upsetting.
This guy?
Uh-huh. I mean, I guess that's inspiring to some people. You can just dress up as a clown and date
be
Mick
the
Foley's
biggest,
daughter.
Yeah, be the biggest WWE fan ever. He has to like just be rich somehow because. What does he do to make it to all these shows?
Yeah.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
He's a make a wish kid. Was
yeah,
that
yeah,
part
he,
of his wish was Noel
like,
Foley?
He's a sick kid. Yes. That's awesome. My make a wish is Mick Foley's daughter.
What if he's actually a clown?
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
How he gets paid. He does birthday parties in each city.
Well, now he doesn't.
And
now
then
he's
like
dating her.
Gacy on the side and kills people.
steals their wallets.
So next was the no holds barred street fight, right?
Yeah.
And I did want to say between things, maybe it was just me. I was pissing between every match. So what
you
was
said you drank a lot of coffee? So
I drank a whole pot of coffee like, and then a Bud Ice.
Yeah, so I mean, you
so,
broke the seal. So,
but
you
like so I was doing it in between every match. So I don't really know what was happening between every match. Were they just doing match promos, or
they
did
were
they
just
do
doing a recap of why they were fucking fighting? Pretty
did
much.
Did they do Cancer Foundation anywhere
I didn't
in
see
there?
That at
no,
all,
they
no.
were just doing a recap of what was going on between Brock Lesnar and Dean. Just. Whoever else was wrestling.
All right, so yeah, the next match was Brock and Dean, which was I can't believe
place bet.
I can't believe it says 12 minutes because it felt like it was like 7 or 8. Like
it
was about
real short.
About 13 suplexes. They threw a bunch of chairs in the ring.
Yeah, like you said, they did the old ECW spot.
That was the plan. That was the shout out. Was like they had Brock laying in the ring and they were just throwing chairs in the ring to cover him with it.
Yeah, I'm indestructible Brock, but you'll find out that I am.
So, and then he took a sick F5 onto all the chairs, which was pretty cool.
But he
busted out the barbed wire bat. He busted out the chainsaw.
Yeah,
right?
I was about to say that. Yeah,
that's when we started talking about Leatherface. Like
Chainsaw Charlie gave him the chainsaw, and he tried to bust it out, and it didn't.
Did not work.
The chainsaw didn't work. And that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But then he tried to bust out the barbed wire baseball bat, too, and that's when he got pinned and beaten.
Yes.
And hold on, what were you going to say?
I mean, he got pretty physical with the kendo sticks and shit like that throughout the match.
He finally got some whippings
on
Brock.
At the very beginning, like Josie said, she was like, he's barely even hitting the dude. Like, the first five he hit him with was, like, tap, tap, and then, like, at the end, after he broke it, was, like, fucking hit him, like, real hard a couple of times. I was like, all right, that's a lot better than the three little taps at the beginning.
The fire extinguisher was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
At the end of the match?
No, in the middle.
That's, like, a typical spine.
They did a fire extinguisher in the middle?
Dude, I hate the fire extinguisher.
What'd I do?
European.
Go to the kitchen or something? I was European.
Yeah, see, he doesn't even remember that.
He might have been getting pizza or
something. I saw the end of it.
He might have bored with the match. I mean, he's like, okay, like, pizza.
Did I even watch WrestleMania?
I mean, he's like, pizza.
I thought I was there for six hours.
Yeah,
he's like, well, there's only 2 hours and 14 minutes left of this pay-per-view, so I don't know how they're going to fit everything in.
Yeah, he's like, they're going to end
They still
got to
do a spot
dot.
With The Rock
in
here somewhere.
I mean, like, they're ending on 11.
Well,
like,
after Brock, and Brock won, which none of us called, really. I called.
You and I, we
Yeah, me and Bobby called. Lost that one. Yeah. That was our first one we placed bets on.
Because you said... He's not coming back to do this to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was. Not. And then after he took the ass whooping we were all like, yeah, maybe like Dean might win this, and then all of a sudden,
yeah, it was over. But yeah, then they did
that was 7 minutes later, and we were like, damn, like how much
they
time
did
it was?
They did the Hall of Fame recap after that, and yeah. They made sure to leave out the new gay guys part.
Yeah.
God, that's so funny.
I wish they aired it. Like, I would have died laughing one more time.
It's
like,
on the network because I watched it on demand. I didn't watch it live.
I'm just going to go home and watch that just for that part, just so I can die laugh before I go
when
to
I watch
tonight.
The.
Like,
see his face when he says it.
Yeah, I want to see his face. Now, all
might,
I've heard is audio.
It might
like,
get edited by now that people are more catching it. But
hey,
I watched
it. If they have
it,
Crispin Wall disclaimer, they better have a disclaimer for the Hall of
New
Fame. That's all. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I watched it on demand last night, so I didn't watch it live. And it was on there last night when I saw it. New gay guys. So
they might fix it eventually. Hopefully they just have their disclaimer with Crispin Wall and I'll be happy.
New gay guys. But so Freebirds, like I told you, they got to sing the whole song.
His whole three verses.
Three verses for Bad Street, Atlanta, GA.
I got to go back and watch it. You're selling me on the Hall of Fame right now. Like straight up. Like, I got to see fucking Sting, dude. Like,
I
got to
see
God.
Ric Flair cry.
Ric Flair cried.
No, he sold me on Vader's what got me, dude.
When
Vader,
he was up.
Like, Vader went crazy and then was huffing and puffing.
Huffing and puffing.
I want to see fucking, like,
dude, Freebirds do it too. Freebirds come out to, they come out to Freebird.
Yeah.
But at the fast part, right where the guitar solo is. So they come out, whoa, God, I just smacked myself in the face. They come out running out and playing air guitar and dancing and, like, Michael Hayes got a fanny pack on and it's and fucking
the fanny pack.
They
never
walk
gets
up
old
to the
wrestler.
They walk up to the microphone and I swear Jimmy Jam Garvin's like gonna have a heart attack. He's like, let me tell you, three numbers, 32, 65. Like it's like what the fuck is wrong
like,
with this
go
guy?
Go to a gym class, dude. Get some cardio if
is
you're gonna
going
do this
to
whole
die?
Fucking little. Gimmick here.
But so then they brought them all out on stage, which is they do every year at WrestleMania for the past 10 years, and they announce everybody, and Sting
I mean,
got to come
nice.
Out.
I mean,
and,
it's cool to like bring them out and acknowledge them.
The Hall of Fame was solid this year. But then, all right, so this was also big news here. We're finally retiring the term diva right now.
Oh, finally, yeah.
Term,
like I said, I fucking hate that
the
butterfly
term
belt.
Diva's
like,
done. We're going with a women's championship.
Yeah, when they aired that during the prelims, I like to call it, I was like, fuck yeah, that belt is
the era of the diva, like I was telling you guys, was like the John Laurinaitis was just hiring women out of Hawaiian Tropic catalogs and then training them to be wrestlers.
Yeah, that's why when old girl broke her neck, I was like, awesome. That's why I said during the thing, I was like, awesome, old girl broke her neck. See you later, D.
They were like,
we got some real fucking wrestlers.
The
now.
Only
like,
thing about
fucking managerial bitches.
The only thing
on
about
side.
The
like,
Bellas,
they suck at wrestling.
The Bellas definitely like try to ingrain themselves in the business. Like
yeah,
the ones married to Daniel Bryan, the other ones with John Cena.
I give the Bellas credit of actually trying to
but,
like learn to wrestle.
But yeah,
some
they
of them
were
just come in and just
they were
straight
models
up, like,
that were hired.
Dangerous, going to fuck up a bitch career total. Like bringing a. Chick who can actually wrestle
that,
and then bring in a model who don't know shit but three holds and then hey I'm going to do a suplex and then break your neck like no that
kick that bitch in
yeah,
the
like,
face
you should be eye candy for the side not to be like sexist or nothing but don't fucking wrestle like and if you do like train if you're serious about it don't be like oh this is glamour and shit like that is horrible I mean you're not being safe for the wrestlers
well,
in the ring in general like,
that's the WWE's fault they're putting them out
sure.
there putting them in there
it was the Playboy kind of era like they put like all the Candice Michelle did like every year they had a girl in Playboy there for a minute
yeah
Candice,
but some of those girls actually
Ashley,
could fucking wrestle
Maria.
You gotta give them credit like
for,
they went out of their way a couple of them not all of them you guys but a few of them went out of their way
but,
and
like,
actually
those
could wrestle
bikini Playboy pillow fights at WrestleMania like 23, 24, 25.
Oh, you were happy
and shit.
When you were 14 years old. That was
yeah, but that's the mentality, that 14-year-old fucking pervert mentality. Like, and that's not what wrestling should be. I
oh,
guess, especially in
all.
The PG corporate.
Oh, especially yeah. They're all for the
era.
Little kids. These
and
days.
When people are when UFC can now promote like Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm and shit like that, WWE look behind the times having hot lesbian action.
Exactly.
And shit like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
So anyway, they retired Diva, and we're gonna have the new women's champion, which was a sick belt.
Oh yeah, though.
I want that belt.
That fucking
belt. That
belt?
I want that
yeah,
belt.
Dude.
Like I would wear that belt. I'd wear that belt.
Andy Kaufman.
I'd wear that belt out and about. It was fucking all
he
white
would be
with
the
a red background.
Diva. get that belt. He'd be like,
they're bringing Term Diva back.
Just for me.
Sean would bring the Term Diva back with that belt.
So it was Charlotte, Becky, and Sasha, and I was marking out for Sasha Banks the whole time, like, legit boss, Sasha. And Charlotte came out with the flare robe.
That was fucking amazing.
It looked like just like a female kind of version of a real flare robe. And it sent flare across the back.
That's exactly what she is. She's exactly.
Oh, Rick yeah, that's Flair. Why I keep yeah, saying crazy. They just need to turn her name into Ashley then, so she goes Ashley Flair. I mean, that's
you guys were really Charlotte. Impressed with the attractiveness of Becky Lynch.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
The last kicker.
Yeah.
Yes.
the hot little fireball.
Yes. Yeah. I won't deny that.
What's up? I will not deny that. So, but that was a match I was excited for. It was right in the middle of the side of the stadium. Like, when you're going in the stadium, and they had the big WrestleMania poster on the wall, they put those three women in the middle.
Yeah,
they were really putting it on a shining light.
I didn't expect that great of a match, and it was... me actually want to watch wrestling again for the just fucking the women's wrestling that actually
dude, I'm
can
telling you,
wrestle,
I'm telling you, you need to watch some of those Bayley versus Sasha matches on NXT. If you just type in fucking Bayley in or something in the search, I'm sure one of the matches from NXT Brooklyn or their Iron Man match was great too. Sasha missed one spot where she was supposed to sunset flip over and catch him for a powerbomb.
Oh, yeah, and she totally went and a just, little too
yeah,
far.
Six, she sailed got a little on happy it. Feet with 6 feet.
Snoop Dogg did a song before the match.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
yeah.
about that.
Yeah.
So Sasha's entrance.
Collar, you know how he has to roll.
And Snoop Dogg, the thing about Snoop Dogg, too, was like, when he was rapping, I didn't think anybody was really into it, but then he was like, give me a hell, yeah, and they stopped the music, and it was 100,000 people that were like, yeah, for fucking Snoop, Hall of Famer. Anyway,
sold me on that one, too, for
just
John Cena
Snoop speech.
Putting them in, you know, you sold me on...
Snoop rapped Sasha coming to the ring like, yeah, Sasha Banks, legit boss, motherfucker, whoop whoop, whoop de whoop whoop. And Sasha got her big entrance like that. Mm-hmm. The other big spot was Charlotte's moonsault.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the most sick moonsaults I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that
And we and then her spears, we kept talking about how on fleek.
Yeah, Bobby wanted to use that term all night.
On fleek, fleek spears.
Charlotte. I told him like three other times he could have used the term,
yeah,
but he just like didn't acknowledge me. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
Charlotte's super fleek spear. All yeah. Charlotte's shit was fleek.
Besides their fucking 30 million false pins.
Yeah, false finish mania.
Yeah.
Fuck fashion mania.
Especially
false finish mania. Every match had
match,
90 false finishes.
First minute in, five fucking pins.
The cool spot was Sasha Banks locked on the bank statement, and then fucking Becky started to roll out of it, and Sasha just rolled straight with her, flipped
dude,
it right back into the bank statement.
Dude.
And then that's when... Charlotte came in and fucking locked in on whatchamacallit.
The
figure
she
eight.
She likes to call it the figure eight because he makes the little bridge.
Yeah,
know?
The whatchamacallit wouldn't be a great name for
for
her finish.
I mean, I think that's been trademarked by Hershey.
But that was that was definitely a 4-star match. It was fucking maybe not 4 because it was only
like
15 minutes.
It made me want to watch fucking wrestling again just for women's wrestling. Like,
good
it was better
triple,
than most of the guys
good
matches.
Triple threat match. It had good meaning. Charlotte walked out the winner with a new women's title. No more of that diva shit. Even though they had
the fucking butterfly,
they had a total divas match at the beginning of the show, but. 3 hours later, they just kill it.
That's how quickly they're evolving.
I mean, like you said, it's a day-to-day business with them. Like, one day the diva's here,
next
day here comes women's
wrestling. This was something that was coming for a while. People have been bitching about for a while that they need to drop this diva shit because... Like especially with the way,
safe,
especially with the way the girls like Bayley and Sasha and Becky and all them were wrestling in NXT, that wasn't diva bullshit. Those weren't bikini contests.
Those were girls who actually
volleyball
could
fucking
wrestle and bust their ass, not fucking walk around and hey.
And they had Asuka and Bayley Friday night at TakeOver.
I'd be afraid to be in a ring with Asuka.
Asuka's a beast, man. She's the Nakamura of females.
Yeah.
And Nakamura is a beast, man.
I told you, I'll go home and watch the NXT tonight.
They followed the women with the Hell in a Cell. They started playing a weird music that Hell in a Cell dropped. It's a motherfucking 20-foot goddamn cage.
And I'm telling you the entire time what's going to happen.
And yeah, you did. And I said there's no way he's going to jump off a 20-foot cage.
The entire time. You know what's up, dude. It's like, Shane O'Mac. I mean,
that's taller. I guess we're just jumping right into the spoiler.
There was nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said
30-minute match. Yeah, I'm very slow.
Shane McMahon has some cool spots.
Yeah, dude, skip the 10 minutes. We got to jump right into when it got good. I mean, it was just horrible if you think about it.
All right, let me be old school mentality over here. Let me play devil's advocate to Josie over here. Thing about it is you're almost spoiled watching the whole beginning of the match of that really quick, fast-paced spot, action, that when you finally get a match that's a little methodical and full of psychology and storytelling.
50-year-olds with walkers, it should have been.
I just don't feel like there was a whole lot of movement.
Exactly.
I couldn't understand.
Around the ring.
It was a lot of walking and rolling in, rolling out.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it was. That's why we're just going to skip right into when it got good.
You going
to
say something?
I was impressed with Shane McMahon.
Yeah, Bob.
He coast to coast.
We will say that, the coast to coast. I was thinking this motherfucker won't make it. Because
I instantly thought he was not making it.
As soon as he pulled that trash can out. Yeah, I said the same thing.
My eyes lit up. I was like, holy shit.
I've seen him do coast to coast 10 years ago and not make it. Like, land on his back and then kick. In this one, it was like he literally was about to jump out the ring on the other side.
He definitely trained for this match.
Practiced this match together.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. They definitely Undertaker did this months ahead of...
Undertaker has a ring in a barn where he flies whoever he's wrestling out for WrestleMania.
Dude, they definitely
practice
did it for
everything.
3 months ahead.
I definitely feel like Undertaker looked his age during the match.
Yes.
He looked 51.
Definitely.
But
I think
Shane McMahon is 46, and there were a couple of times like he was sitting on the steel stair...
Damn, 46, and he made that jump.
Yeah, dude.
He's got a bleeding kidney and pelvis.
Oh, dude, from the top of the cell after, he was like, no, dude, he's not going.
He's pissing blood.
You guys were watching me.
Yeah, let's just fast forward. He scissor cuts open out the cage.
Why drag out
the cage? They scissor cut out the cage. They go over to the thing. They climb up on this little setup and go through one of the tables there, don't they?
Yeah.
And then they start fighting. They're really fighting with the monitors, which is funny.
Undertaker.
They expected that they could just rip the monitors off the wires.
He's having trouble
with
it.
But they were like,
unplug, damn it.
Coaxial cable screwed on.
He's like, what is this technology?
He hits him with the toolbox.
I know, he's like monkey like.
So he hits him in the head, lays him on the thing, and then it was perfect camera work, great producing by WWE. He's like sitting by the cage. And his eyes look up. And
it was a perfect
all that
moment.
Shit's on the video
That's
screen.
That's definitely a WrestleMania moment. Going back to the Ryback.
The WrestleMania moment. Everything was a WrestleMania moment.
I think this was Bobby's second hand job in the fucking...
in the match
alone.
My
third or fourth.
Yeah.
In the match
third or
alone.
Fourth, Jesus.
Yeah, dude. I'm spent tonight.
Jesus.
And then... what was I saying? So he fucking looks up and he starts climbing. And I didn't think he was going to go all the way. And you guys watching me, I was having a panic attack. Heart was in my stomach. My head was sweating. My palms were sweating.
You're like, he's only going to go
I was more concerned for your safety than Shane McMahon's.
I was going
to
have a heart attack.
911, heart attack.
At least he had EMTs on standby.
Because
WrestleMania, called Shawn Ass a heart attack. Shane McMahon went 20... feet up in
there. With how long it took him to climb up there, you knew Undertaker was moving.
Oh yeah.
So
I mean,
then
it was
like just
a 5
like,
minute climb for him. I was like, it was a 50-year-old man climbing a fucking
He got up to the top.
He ain't going like be a fucking escalator. Whoop, right
he did
there.
A Hail Mary cross over his chest.
Oh, that's when you was like, oh, he's going now after he did that.
Dude,
Hail Mary.
I didn't believe he was going to climb all the way. I figured you would stop about 3/4 of the way up, like the old school Hell in the Cell
there
height.
For a second, I'm not going to lie.
The height.
When he got over laying there and he looked over the edge, I thought he was going to climb down a little bit and come off. And then when he got up there and he did his little Hail Mary, I was like, yeah, it's on now. Like
that's a 20 foot drop. That was legit 20 foot.
One more Mick Foley on that one. I mean, Mick Foley's cage was probably what 15 feet. I mean, it was more.
Yeah.
Their cage seemed more wide, not tall. This cage seemed more tall, not wide.
This is, because, I this mean, was a 20-foot cage.
To the fucking
Mick
ring.
Foley's
I mean,
cage
could barely
was
get the fucking trash can out the fucking.
Yeah, it's like 3 feet.
Out of the fucking underneath the ring. I mean, it was more definitely tall.
Mick so Foley's was cage was 16 feet. This one was definitely 20.
Oh, that's what I'm
There's
saying.
There's no he way was, this one wasn't 20.
I was hoping for the tall Jeff Hardy cage. Swanton, dude. Honestly, I looked at Bobby and I was like, Jeff Hardy, like, might as well. You're fucking up there. You're gonna break a fucking bone. Might as well
die.
I mean, your dad's
it.
Already going to bitch you out because he's going to be paying your fucking medical bill. I mean,
this was
might
already.
As well go out of fashion, you know?
Then they go into the ring. They kept doing the little like
the
come
little,
at me,
the
come
at me,
at me
and Undertaker did it back like
Begging
mimic
for
him
it.
Like yeah, motherfucker, like they you're done for.
Get in the ring and Undertaker's just like nope, it's done.
Yeah.
Tombstone, you're over.
Smacks him on the face like good boy. I'm putting you down. This is my yard. You know who he is. Like, I didn't expect much more. Like, yeah, he already done took, what, the fucking last ride. That was, like, the biggest spot before. But, yeah.
Let's keep playing the Undertaker thing. But
speaking of old people, really quick, can we go back to the women's match? Because
sure.
Ric Flair looked like a fucking gremlin troll on the side of the ring. Just like inches away.
Dude,
from
we forgot about that spot too when Becky tackled
like
him.
Just staring at her right face going, woo! Woo! Like that had a, like that would be so creepy.
And then fucking Becky went diving through the ropes or
Rick
however
Flair's
it went.
Spot that he can only get
and,
because they won't let him wrestle.
Yeah, took out Ric Flair.
Motherfuckers. This is the spot I will take.
And he like
and he
rolled over and like, you know, he got a good feel up, I'm sure too.
I mean, the funny thing is
he
sold the spot pretty good for landing on top of her.
Oh, Ric Flair's going to sell for days. I was even saying he's probably bladed. Yeah, and he was over there they just kept him off camera. He's over there just bleeding. Yeah,
this is PG, guys. They don't want to see Rick on here bleeding.
So after Undertaker and Shane McMahon, I'm already going, it's fucking 10 after 10.
It's 10.
Like, what are they? They have a battle royal, they have The Rock, and they have a main event. And I'm like, there's no way they're fitting
this
in 50 minutes.
There's no fucking way.
I was freaking out already.
You was a time not to. You was like 11 o'clock, 10:47, all their pay-per-views in.
They
11 o'clock, they don't go past.
They do the, this was like the relax. This was the cuddle after the explosion hand job. Because Bobby just got 3 hand jobs. He needed a little relaxation.
Yeah.
That's what the Battle Royal was for.
Yeah, it just, you know, put
a little fill in. So
yeah.
They had Mark Henry.
Calmed us down a little bit.
Yeah, but then Shaq came out and I fucking
and then he
jizzed again. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Over everyone.
I jizzed over DDP. Like, as soon as I heard, it's me, I was like, it's me. DDP.
He's throwing up the diamond cutter.
I was,
shit.
Dude. Diamond cutter
like,
ready.
Jesus Christ.
His boots.
96
looked,
all over again.
DDP's boots were so shiny. Fashion Mania.
Dude, he just
really
got
good looking
dude,
boots.
He just got them, pulled them out of the box, put them on his feet.
It was weird though. They throw like 18 guys out to the ring, and then they were like, let's give you 4 more that have single entrances.
Kane,
Mark Henry, Big
win.
Show.
Like, this is when we started taking our best, like,
Shaq,
who's
DDP.
Gonna win?
And then fucking this beat goes on, and then it says Shaq on the screen.
And you're like,
Bobby erupts once again.
Yeah. All of us were like, fucking Shaq.
Like
these
really?
Were things like these are a couple things like that I thought. Like, why didn't they promote this? Like, we're gonna have Shaq in a battle
Dude,
royal.
Last time I seen Shaq Diesel wrestle was like 96 with like Hulk Hogan, like WCW.
Shaq
like,
Diesel never wrestled. He was Dennis Rodman and Karl Malone.
I thought he did one match.
I don't believe Shaq ever did a match. You can Google that, Josie. She's over there getting ready. I don't think Shaq ever wrestled a match.
Maybe he didn't. I thought
Shaq,
he did.
He got up in the square circle today, man. He got bumped into the corner and he threw 19 guys off.
Didn't he have a match with the bitch, Big Show?
The Bitch Show?
Yeah, the
no,
bitch
no.
Show?
They just did a face off in the ring and he hosted Raw.
Yeah.
And he said, like, Stephanie McMahon, call me if you want me to do Mania.
I mean, he looks slim. Like,
yeah, Shaq. He
like,
took.
Whoa, dude! Foreshadow.
Hashtag Josie tweets.
Hashtag Josie tweets.
Predicted that he should be a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He accompanied Hulk Hogan to the ring.
Okay. All right, I thought he had a
but
match
no
with
wrestling
him as well.
He accompanied Hulk Hogan to the ring at Bash at the Beach, 1994.
That's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you know that? Were you
because I'm
too?
No, I'm not Googling nothing. I just know these fucking things, Josie.
I mean, He lived for wrestling.
And then I lose my... I have this moment of brilliance.
He became a nominee for the Raw Guest Host of the Year during the 2009 Slammy Awards, but he lost to Bob Barker.
The Bob Barker episode was actually really good. They had Jericho play Wheel of Fortune. Price is Right little game of Bob Barker, and he calls him...
Wrong.
And he's like, don't make me spank you.
Happy Gilmore
Bob Barker facts or Shaq facts?
On July 27th, on an episode of Raw, there was, I don't know, Shaq
was there. Altercation between him and Big Show.
Yeah. How did you know?
Because I know all this stuff. Shaq facts.
Like, Jesus.
Shaq facts.
This was when wrestling was probably still cool.
The other guy that accompanied Hulk Hogan at Bash at the Beach 1994 was Mr. T, Shaq facts. No, that's a big deal because, like, it was when Hulk Hogan's first main event with WCW, and
yeah,
Ted Turner was literally like, bring out everything you can to make this a success. Mm. Call all your friends, everything. So Hawk was like, let me get Mr. T on the line, brother. And Shaq D's
friends.
On the line, brother. And yeah.
I'll call my friends from the 80s.
Hulk Hogan is not a racist.
I just laughed like he's a fucking precious pup. Or some.
He's a rich racist now. Get it right. He just won that civil case.
So anyway, I'm already freaking out. But Baron Corbin ended up being the winner. Shaq was the winner with his shoes.
We kept wondering what happened to Mark Henry.
Yeah, Mark Henry was sleeping
outside. About that for like five.
I didn't know if he got eliminated or if he was just sleeping.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened either.
But he came in and he he tumbled right out. Like he slept for 10 minutes to come in the ring and get thrown out.
Just come and get eliminated. Like it was sad. I mean,
But Shaq's shoes were the winner of the match. If I'm going to call the winner, Shaq's.
Oh my God.
Mm. I looked, his foot was the size of DDP's calf.
Shaq wears like a 23.
Yeah.
Shoe.
Like that. He had his leg
she
next
was
to his foot
like,
next
look
to
at his feet.
Look at that
freaking
feet.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Shaq's like the size big. Of DDP's boot sideways, like was the same size as Shaq's foot. It's crazy.
Think about that shit. Lubed up.
It was a big shoe.
I was about to start doing the rocks promo.
He's going to shine up his
his size 16 boot.
Well, be turn that like, somebody somebody.
So Baron Corbin won it, and which was like I don't know. That was kind of surprising.
People
he was even
excited.
In it.
Like
because
no, he disappeared. He disappeared too for a while.
Yeah, everybody disappeared for the Shaq spot.
Down over there in the corner.
They were all sleeping.
While.
Everybody took a nap for a minute, and then they.
I wish we did.
Yeah.
You
it
wish we did.
Like,
yeah.
Kind of like the Cody Rhodes taking the nap on the ladder.
That's why
like,
I drank a pot of coffee. So for some reason, I felt like it was going to be a 7-hour event.
Yeah.
But then, Baron Corbin was in it. And his kind of character in NXT is like he's a former pro football player. He's not like the wrestling guy. He's only been wrestling for 3 or 4 years. So all the NXT fans kind of hate him. And all the NXT fans kind of hate him because he's the anti-indie guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's there on a ride. WWE sought after him and hired him and brought him in to train
him. His ass off. They were like, hey, we want you and we're going to train you.
He's a male diva,
He's a male diva, exactly.
So,
you're an on-safe motherfucking wrestler. We're going to train you. Hopefully you learn something. But
so they didn't really...
WWE, you see how it goes with the women wrestling. Like, it's scary.
So they didn't really have to get rid of the divas title. They just... You know, they could have added the women's title.
I hope the Divas
title. Honestly, I hope
people
they
like
go on Raw
Baron
tomorrow.
Like him could have added
champion.
Like the Miz and like
no,
Tyler Breeze.
No, Bobby. But I hope tomorrow
there's way more dudes that
on.
Wear fur than chicks. Mm. There are more dude divas than there
there's
ever
way more
be.
Hair extensions in the female division.
Sean's favorite wrestler started that trend. John Morrison. Mm. Get it?
John Morrison.
Yeah, he started
Johnny
that
Mundo
trend.
Nowadays.
Yeah,
Johnny
mean,
Mundo. He's Mexican now.
Yeah, I forgot he's Mexican.
So, but anyway. Baron Corbin won and instantly
probably started that turn
the fur or I mean diva
yeah.
But Baron Corbin wins and the whole crowd starts lighting up and chanting NXT and shit
yeah
like he's the king prince of NXT even though he's been
big,
booed
big
on their
Friday,
TV for 3 years
obviously more NXT guys got another
he lost
big
to
night.
He lost to Austin Aries on Friday. It was Austin Aries' debut and Baron Corbin they wrestled you me and you watch that.
Oh,
and it was they kind of did
I'm
a David Goliath
watch
match.
It now.
Like Austin Aries.
Oh, yeah,
Bobby
yeah.
Roode was in the crowd Friday night and shit. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it was kind of funny because they kept showing these people in the crowd at the NXT event. We'll go back to NXT. But they were always in the exact same spot. Like it was the same girl with red hair in the background of each one. Like it'd be like Stephanie McMahon. Like Stephanie McMahon's in the crowd tonight. And like she's just like surrounded by like 30 people. And then.
people that look like me and you, like not people. Like.
And then the very next match would be Scott Hall and X-Pac, but it's the exact same spot. And then the next match was Jim Ross. And
hey, this is your seat for like the next 10 minutes. And watch Bobby this match. Roode. We'll rotate in a new guy. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. See how the crowd.
Baron Corbin wins, and I'm freaking out about time. This is when The Rock came out. Yeah, you guys were saying that, and I'm going, the shit's going to go off the air.
On the dot.
Like, they're not on the network everywhere. Like, in Canada, it's still pay-per-view in a lot of parts of Canada. And then other parts in the country, I mean, world.
If you're still paying $70 for the fucking pay-per-view and can't get the network,
dude,
sucks to be fucking if that you. Shit would like, cut off. I feel bad for you. You are getting fucking face-fucked. Like, so, that is horrible price for
The Rock. The Rock comes out, and he fucking... It took us all a second to realize what the hell is going on.
The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Yeah, the DCCs.
That was worth the $70, I give you it.
You
$70, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
You can't have a show. You can't have a show without the Cowboy Cheerleaders coming out.
Have them come out every night.
And then, then The Rock came behind Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, who did they did a dance to AC/DC, which I fucking hate AC/DC, but it's the stadium song.
Josie's eruption started occurring.
Yeah, she knew what she likes a little bisexual action.
It was the build up.
The Rock. But the one girl's butt was nice.
Yeah, this was the build up. She's starting to get to that point.
And then The Rock comes out, and he's wearing like a tank top and some track pants.
Oh.
With a giant,
instantly she was like, "I'll buy that shirt."
Giant, like,
"I'll buy that."
And then, he comes out with this giant fire flamethrower and has a sign that says "The Rock" on it, and he lights the giant rock sign on fire. This was like the second big kind of elaborate stage entrance we saw. Because the first one was the Bootio cereal box falling over. Because anything that comes out of box gets over.
The Rock would have come out during the Bootio segment and lit that box
them on
of
fire.
I didn't say them. I said that box of Bootios on fire.
With the Bootios on fire.
I don't even like Bootios. Actually, that is kind of fun to say.
The Bootios. They dance.
She loves that Bootios.
And then, I'm sitting there going, okay, what's The Rock doing? What's his purpose even here? And then as he starts talking, you go, okay, he's announcing the attendance. We've been waiting this whole thing.
20 fucking.
And we, and he did a 20-minute promo to announce the attendance. And we were taking bets on what it was going to be. Closest to, without going over, was going to win. Derek said 103,000. I said 102,000. Bobby said 115, even though the record attendance there period is like 108.
I mean, the guy wanted an overall an extra 15 minutes in the pay-per-view.
Josie went with 99,000.
Go big, go home, dude.
Yeah.
The official attendance, at least what WWE says, is 101,763, which crushes the 93,000 in the Silver Dome.
So. I'm thinking probably 93,000.
What the real shoot attendance?
Honest.
I think shoot
at
attendance
first I
was
said,
like
what, 85,000.
I think they had
I'm
probably about 85,000 people.
No, there. I'm honestly at probably 93. Mm-hmm. Honest, like
the rumor is WrestleMania 3 only had about 78,000 people there, even though they said 93.
I think this one was more about 85.
Because
so
they
strange.
Wanted to break the indoor attendance record.
I read an article today.
But
they supposedly break it every WrestleMania at that facility. When you think about it, too, they're always breaking the attendance record at that facility.
Every
when you
facility,
think about it,
usually.
Yeah. WrestleMania breaks that.
They didn't break a facility record tonight, but they did break a WrestleMania record. That's the most attendance.
That facility is huge, dude.
I read an article today that was like the last attendant of WrestleMania 3 has finally made it.
Got it out of the parking lot. Yeah. As a kayfabe news article. Yeah.
Awesome.
They were killing it with the stuff kayfabe news today. They were even on Friday with like the NXT crowd overdoses on chants.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But The Rock then ended up, the Wyatts came out, which was like, oh god, here goes another 10 minutes of just an entrance.
Freaking, this is a shock. At 10:55, and Sean's freaking out.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, they're gonna cut it off.
Only got 2 minutes to spit water on people. I mean, he has his entrance. I mean, he has 2 minutes to spit water. I mean, what's going on here, Sean? You're freaking out at this point, dude. Seriously.
Wait. It was just a bunch of blah 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 and blah blah blah,
and then magic blah blah blah.
And then Rock fucking
Josie erupted, dude. That moment, she was on it. She was like,
screaming like a fucking girl at Chippendale show.
She got excited. She was like, oh my god, The Rock is about to wrestle.
She started throwing money at the TV going, move that ass, girl!
making it rain. And then he pulled $5 on that deal?
He pulled armbands out of his ass.
he fucking ripped the pants off, tore his shirt off, and pulled elbow pads out of his asshole, slapped them on, and was like, let's go, time for a match. And you caught it. You had said, like, all night that we're going to have a squash match. And I told you, dude, I said
John Cena was going to be there. And you was like, John Cena's not on the card.
I said, John Cena's hurt.
He's going to be there. And
I said, they haven't done a squash since Daniel Bryan.
Just like the Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon off the thing. You booked WrestleMania.
I might have an inside guy. Predictability
is not bad, per se. But, I mean, sometimes it can be, but other times.
From an outside perspective who hasn't watched it often, it was more predictable. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, because
wrestling nowadays is
because you don't
really
watch it as often, and you don't always are like it's, every day. Like,
well, their product gets shit on and scrutinized so much nowadays.
Horrible
because of social media.
That's why
that
I watch old wrestling, dude. Because new wrestling is horrible with the divas wrestling and everything.
So
like
much.
That was horrible. Like on safe wrestling, like in spots nonstop. Like,
but we got a good women's match today.
Oh, like I said, this card.
Anyway, The Rock beat Eric Rowan in 6 seconds, and then
you were freaking out about The Rock's Hollywood contract.
Did he beat Chavo Guerrero's record?
Chavo Guerrero's
record was. I mean,
it was like 11 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was in there. Sean was all excited once again. He erupted, and bam, Kane won. And
Kane won that one.
And he was like,
"What happened?"
And I was like, "Kane won, dude." And he was like, "Sad little boy." Like,
yeah, Chavo got beat. I was ready for Chavo.
He
was upset. Yeah, I ordered hamburger and they gave me cheeseburger.
Yeah.
The Rock versus
put ketchup on it.
So then the Wyatts were about to attack The Rock. John Cena comes out to a pop. The crowd fucking was cheering.
They were cheering.
They
Hulk Hogan
sang,
came down to the
ring sang,
himself.
You always
what?
Cheer for someone when they come back after an injury.
Yeah, that
always,
is true.
Always.
But John
always,
Cena usually
always.
Especially at WrestleMania, John Cena is notorious for just boo.
Yeah, it's John
they did
Cena.
Give him the John Cena sucks thing.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of like Kurt Angle when they would pop when he would come out, but then still do the you
like
suck.
Like the prelims, they were doing the John Cena.
They were doing Cena sucks. Let's
and
go Cena.
When I
Cena
heard
sucks.
That, I knew that was my instant
as soon
moment.
As the
like
pre-
John Cena's here.
As
like
soon as the pre-show started,
like they shouldn't have.
This is,
you know how it goes when you're there live.
This is something that
especially
you like,
they're sitting there since 4 o'clock in their seats.
They fucking started opening the doors like right when they came on with the pre-show at 5, and
with their 30 people
and
to
they,
watch Ryback and Bobby explode.
Yeah, and it was funny that like as soon as they come on for the pre-show, it started. You start hearing John Cena sucks.
Yeah,
and
so
Cena,
that,
or, I
that
mean,
was
and
my
let's
first,
go Cena. Cena sucks.
Yeah, that was my first.
So,
reaction.
And then they clear out, and it's like, holy shit, we're way past 11.
It's
We've
11
been watching
o'clock.
This for over 6 hours.
The Rock won a match.
The Rock won a match.
He won a match at WrestleMania
in 6 seconds.
Like
he
that
impromptu.
Wasn't a match.
They
mean,
just
hey, did you hear the three count?
They should have announced that he was wrestling a match. They should have booked that like a match and let him go ahead and just squash the Wyatt.
Shit, might
but
as
book
well.
That match.
I mean, hell, I mean,
they
he
should have
took a 20-minute time period to announce the attendance. And
even
then
though
another, like,
it was like contractually, like because
with
of
the
his
Wyatt and then a 6-minute squash
because of his TV contract with like Ballers and shit. He's contractually not
hurt.
Allowed to wrestle because
dude,
he got hurt not last year but the year before when he did wrestle.
He got more time than Triple H's match. That's all I'm saying. With his 20-minute
well, Triple
time.
H's
if
match
you,
was 27
account,
minutes.
If you account for The Rock's announcement time period and his little squash period with the Wyatt, he probably got more time period than
Triple
H.
H was 27 plus entrances. So, like, and his entrance was ridiculous.
With, yeah, the whole speech.
So, Stephanie pops up, and you called it. It was Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, dude.
She had a little headset mic.
Oh, dude, the fucking Omni was sick, dude. Yeah, dude.
The first, the first part was cool. I don't know how people in the live audience would see it, but us at home, it was just like,
they weren't zombies or nothing like that.
It was just all these weird fucking heads with the steel plated mouth.
Yeah, dude, it was cool definitely video. A very.
Then cool. They just cut to the mask that's Triple H's old skull mask, and it pulls away, and it's Stephanie.
Yeah. Oh. I think this was Josie's next time erupting because she was like, Stephanie whole time had dogged
her. Yeah, she'd been dogging
her
Stephanie
fashion,
the whole time.
Once again, fashion mania. And then bam, erupts. She's see like, Stephanie. Look at that.
It
she
was
all Mad Max.
It was
down.
One of it.
Oh
definitely was one of
like
the. It was definitely eruption. Probably like the sexiest Stephanie's ever looked. I
oh,
would
for
put
sure.
It at that. And she's got to be about 41, 42
yeah.
now too.
Oh, yeah,
she's for
and
sure.
Now I kept wanting to see her butt. I was hoping somebody rip her that jacket off. It was too long in the back. Rip that
you
shit
like
off.
The
let's
tails?
See the butt. Yeah.
I did. It was the ringmaster.
Yeah, it looked great, but yeah. They should have done a spot where someone ripped it off so we could see the butt.
Yeah.
But that's just perverted 14-year-old booking.
I think
booking,
Bobby
right?
was upset more about the cleavage.
Her cleavage looked great, too.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
upset mm-hmm. about
actually
last
did.
Year.
That's all we're talking about. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about what she said. She was like, I'm the queen. Yeah, none of us were paying attention.
Yeah,
we were just
fashion. Mania.
We were just Joan Rivers in that shit.
Yeah,
and
Kelly Osbourne. Straight up.
It was just all about. Ass
like,
and titties
like,
and this.
Yeah.
But she announces that she's like the That's... queen and all this shit. Then they had all these like guys with masks looking like, or with belts
with,
on and shit.
Skeletor minus his outfit.
And then,
Skeletor mask.
They hit the music.
I thought they robbed it.
They hit the music and Triple H started coming
Sean
out.
Sean got excited.
I liked the entrance because
like Triple H.
Stephanie looked great next to him too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she was owning the outfit.
Get excited for Triple H to spit water on you for 2 minutes. I mean, everyone builds.
The
up
only
for
thing that was
spit.
27
Don't
minutes.
You?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, he's okay. Like, I got to chug this water and take my time.
Roman
and like,
Reigns and Triple H was 27 minutes of me just like wanting to see shots of Stephanie. I was like, oh hey, look, it's Stephanie
yeah,
again.
I think we care less about the match. It was more about.
Just catch
Mania,
shots
actually.
Of Stephanie. I was yeah. like, damn, look at that outfit. Yeah, yeah, the little studs on the shoulders and everything.
Yeah, I mean, like.
But anyway, it was
she
kind of.
They were chains.
On the one side.
The match was really defeated by how long the show was.
You was very
well,
upset.
Yeah, because by the end
you
of it,
like,
you were exhausted from watching for
all
so
of
long.
This shit. And we had come 19 times.
I mean, you're
collectively.
Like,
yeah. We had bukkakied this WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean
with cum.
Yeah,
I wish I had my
oh yeah,
backer.
My bad.
Damn.
I got it over here, Josie. I'm sorry. Let me try and hit that again. Never mind. I guess
never
I don't
mind.
Have it. I guess I don't have it. I do have it, but my tablet froze. Cum talk.
That's good.
There, I did it.
That was pretty good.
You
sounds
thought
just
so.
Like it. I hit the button.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. So we had.
I hate how Roman Reigns like cocks his hand before he does
the Superman punch.
He does,
yeah.
He does
or,
like his dodo cock,
like it's like a shotgun. He's like,
or as my mom texted me and called it the stupid man punch.
The stupid man.
Stupid man punch.
He does like his little Iron Man jump. Thrust down at the ground.
Yeah, then he hits the ground.
He's
like,
I'm Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then here comes Superman punch. Like, well, you're not going to fucking hit me with fucking...
Yeah.
She said, I didn't know he did a stupid man punch.
And also, that's got to be, like, the easiest finishing move to do. Because
no shit.
All you got to do is punch somebody. He missed it, like, 16 times during the match.
Mm-hmm. I finally was able to hit
move.
The cum talk.
Like, I mean, dumb.
It's just
Superman
an S
punch.
In a video game.
And the thing about it, too, is it's the old school baby face thing, like the big boot to the leg drop.
We thought he was turning
to the
heel.
Five knuckle shovel to the fucking whatchamacallit. It's the same type of deal where he does Superman punch always in the spear.
To be like I said, we thought
stupid.
We
you could never
yeah,
get a spear
actually,
without the stupid
and he
man
actually
punch
won,
first.
Except for...
He won.
Stephanie distracted the ref.
Won. He.
That's when I thought he was losing right there. After me and he was like Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Triple H won the match, right?
No.
I already forgot.
No. Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Roman Reigns won it.
Jesus.
It was so long by this point.
See,
Wait, Roman Reigns won the match?
Yeah, Roman Reigns won.
Oh, I thought Triple H won.
No!
he's still to bring
I remember
the first
Stephanie
finish.
Getting speared.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And then that's when we got
that
a
was
poke
the
down.
Spot,
like, this is when Triple H. And then
the
I
spot.
Got excited for once.
You called this. You said, all right, he's going to hold on to the referee. Roman's going to come flying in. He's going to pull Stephanie in the way. Spear on Stephanie, which
dude,
happened.
I called it, dude.
Boom. And then you were like, pedigree coming, and he grabbed him ready
dude,
for the pedigree.
That's what I was thinking for the match
and
was
then
over.
He countered
any
it.
Old wrestling, dude, just from watching old wrestling, dude, mm-hmm. some of these things have already happened. And then
he,
you just
he counters.
See it just
this what happened, right? He countered the pedigree and then fucking hit him with the stupid man punch.
He and he kicks out. And, dude, I lit up like a schoolgirl, like, 10 years old again, dude.
That was Derek's hand job moment.
That was my second moment, dude, for real. Like, after the Shane McMahon
hand
because
job
I
mania.
It, yeah, like, hand job mania, fashion mania. Like, whatever you
hand
call
job
it.
Mania, fashion mania.
Like, seriously, I got
part.
Excited. I was like, man, this actually got me for a moment. And then he kicked out, and I was like, all right, finally, like, I thought the match was over, and
motherfucking
I was like shocked.
WrestleMania. So, yeah, and then, so how did it actually end?
And then it Roman got up
I already
in the
forget.
Corner after he got out mm-hmm. and then hit him with a Superman punch, I think, again, and then knocked him out with because they got the sledgehammer involved.
Yeah,
and then
Superman
he hit him
yeah,
with
that's
like
right.
six times.
He pulls
and then
out
he
the sledgehammer.
Had the sledgehammer, and then he got the spear.
God damn, what a long show.
Yeah.
That match
it was longer
could have
than,
been cut
I,
off.
Dude, I thought it was going to be actually very short, mm-hmm. especially at, when you was like, on the dot 11 o'clock, I was like thinking in my head after the Rock moment was like, man, they're only giving these guys 10 minutes. And then once they went past that, I was like, oh, they'll probably go 11.
They, I think they went into the show going, you know what? We're going to make
go
this
big,
the biggest
home,
WrestleMania.
Mean,
let's go ahead and
we're
just
in Texas. Why not?
Yeah. Let's go
this
ahead and just
be,
extend our WrestleMania star.
They say what? Go big or go home in Texas? Mm-hmm. Isn't that supposed to be their saying or their...
No, problem? Everything's bigger in yeah. Texas.
Oh, everything bigger in Texas? There you go.
There you go.
I mean...
They went for a 7-hour show.
Exactly. I mean, grasp you for those the prelims.
And then we've talked about it for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, great recap.
All right. Well, highlights of the show, Derek. Give them to me.
My highlights, personally, mm-hmm. Divas match. That mm-hmm. was honest.
Women's.
Best parts. Yeah. Yeah, I
we
gotta say,
break
women's
the habit
bad.
Now.
Smack me in the face. Fuck. They should Medusa that shit tomorrow. Fucking
just
dump that shit right in the trash can.
Right
like, fuck
trash.
You guys. Get the fuck out of here. Fired. Mm. Like you said in their little original series, NXT, how they fire them behind the scenes. Do it right. Do it tonight. Fire
Man,
all
TV.
These bitches. Get some real
all
women
the,
wrestling.
Everyone that wrestled in the opening
real
Diva match.
Wrestling, dude. I'll watch wrestling just for the women
Eva
wrestling.
Eva Marie, the Bellows, all them gone.
Oh,
Axe.
Yeah. Get rid of all the shitty ass women wrestling. Divas. Yeah. Second highlight, definitely Shane McMahon and.
Shane McMahon jumped off
the Chris
top
Jericho
of the
and AJ Styles. Those probably my three favorite matches on the entire card. Best highlights for me.
Josie.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Taking
yeah.
out the one.
That was a big WrestleMania
dude.
Moment.
Yeah, yeah guy.
It was
yeah.
It
yeah,
was
they kept. They were all started
out,
dancing with Stone
began.
Cold,
yeah.
and then Stone Cold started dancing along. I forgot about that too.
I mean, yeah. that was foreshadowed.
And
when
then
he
hit
started
him.
Doing that. That's
I was just excited to see him. I
was
excited
booking.
To see him.
It
was cool
to
see
him
come out with Mick Foley. And I can't even remember who the other dude was.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make the highlights. I mean, I'm basing mine on
it
the
was
match
a,
itself,
yeah.
just
no,
the matches itself.
I'm all about, I'm
it
all
was
about
a,
the other stuff.
Yeah,
Shaq.
It was. It was definitely a. They pulled out the stops
they
with a
some,
go. It was a go home happy type show.
Oh yeah,
they had something for everybody.
They
yeah,
jerked
they,
you
it,
off for 7 hours mm-hmm. and made sure your.
There was a lot of
was
yeah.
Afterwards,
just like, a lot of cum going on.
Your cracker is very very. Very drippy right now.
Bobby, highlights.
I would say Stone Cold,
mm-hmm.
Shane McMahon.
Don't forget your Ryback. I mean, that's all we talked about.
Ryback.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Ryback's
yeah,
WrestleMania moment.
And watching it with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, Bobby's pizza
yeah.
was highlight number one.
That
was,
yes,
for
Hanini's, for real.
I would have slammed on
that was good pizza.
That was a good pizza.
It was really good pizza. My favorite thing... I don't know. It's just, yeah, hanging out with you guys. I'm going to steal your answer.
It was fun. It was fun.
Fucking
Kevin man.
Smith over here.
I can't believe homeboy jumped off the fucking
you.
Cage.
That was pretty crazy. Yeah.
I was really looking for the women's match, and they pulled out a great match, which I was
I was
that
like,
actually might it's get cool me because back into like I've been honestly,
I kept saying to you about women from the moment you got here at five, and you being like, oh well, yeah, they can do decent matches. Yeah, and I'm like, no.
Actually, after watching, I'm like, you need to see me, what like, these women I will go can and do watch now. NXT, like it seems like,
yeah, the women have been like, killing it.
They're actually wrestling. That's what actually stopped me from not seeing watching.
Stone Cold.
Think, shitty ass wrestling.
What's up?
Do you think that more women are watching these days? Because I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Maybe. Yeah.
So I think that they kind of have to because women are buying merchandise. Mm-hmm. They're buying like. Exactly. There was a girl who had on had around her neck the one.
I mean, it has to be
equality.
I mean, you can't just
goggles.
Gotta, yeah. So like
they
these women
pull their
are
weight
buying
in
stuff.
The industry is all I'm saying.
I also think
they
it was.
Just be eye candy.
I think it was also counterproductive the diva name with the diva. Like they would try and be like diva, empowering, strong. But it was also like divas, like catty and bitchy,
and that's what they
that's
were.
Kind of like
yeah.
the diva fucking.
It's more reality.
Diana
TV
Ross
show.
Fucking.
Right. Make,
shit.
Make the divas just your reality TV. Kick them the fuck out of wrestling. Make them your fucking real world fucking reality TV show, and put real women in the.
Having AJ Styles at WrestleMania was really cool. Except for the cheerleader fucking moment.
Yeah, that really,
it really
grinded your gears,
really
as Peter Griffith would say.
Grinded my
own.
Gears.
Yeah.
And then
that really upset you, didn't it?
Having
it like this, dick.
Seeing Austin
he had
take
to be
punches.
A cheerleader.
Seeing Austin take punches from Rusev Crush was sweet. Lana's butt. We didn't realize it was Lana for a while, but she had a good
Fashion
butt.
Fashion Mania once again.
Fashion Mania and
got us distracted.
And what else was the other thing I wanted to say? I don't remember.
Sad.
WrestleMania.
Amazing.
You guys excited? We can get out of here. We should do this more often.
Tune in next year, April 2nd, 2017.
April 2nd, oh, Orlando. Sean called it. He
yes,
was like,
he did.
Where it's going to be? Hell, I didn't even come out with an answer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With no money.
Yeah.
I think we should fucking do this more pay-per-views. This was fun.
Yeah.
We just hang out, watch pay-per-view, and then do a WrestleMania review. Mm-hmm. Or a whatever.
We could just do a WrestleMania review.
WrestleMania,
every
this
pay-per-view.
Is yearly, folks.
Oh, man. So, yeah, The Rock and stuff. That was neat.
Magic Mike was what me and Josie like to call it. I think we first bumped it there.
Yeah.
Magic Mike, she erupted. Mm-hmm. I said, get away.
Shaq although food. I didn't like the whole thing. I didn't like the whole... Like I didn't like the cheerleaders. I didn't like the flamethrower.
Bobby
light,
liked
the rock
cheerleaders.
Thing on
he
fire.
Was like, "This is worth the $70 to buy this fucking pay per view." Sean Smartin was like, "Not $10. Fuck $70.
$9.99, motherfucker.
Might as well say $10.
I even paid the $9.99 this month. I didn't use a fake email address.
You actually legit. Are legit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Bob's
legit
Pizza.
Boss.
I would give you mine, but then I would never be able to watch my shit. Every time I get on Xbox, it says Sean
it
Ass watching
me.
WWE, and I'm like, this
yeah,
motherfucker.
It's either WWE
I bet you
or
we're
YouTube.
Probably watching the same shit.
And
like,
when
too bad
I'm,
we can't fucking friend invite watch the same fucking
when
thing.
When I'm watching YouTube, I'm watching usually WWE stuff on YouTube. Or
most
wrestling.
Of the time I see it
Botchamanias.
Says
you think
Botchamanias.
You think that The Undertaker trying to undo that? TV, the monitor is going to
be on Botchamania.
Oh, for sure. He didn't even know how it came undone. He's like, what is this? He looked
at it
like
it.
He
I
needed
know.
Some fucking bifocals. Like,
I think even
this?
The crowd during the last
he
match.
He
should have
just hit him with it to begin with.
You know
not
what?
Just like.
They well, make him wear his contacts. They're like half blinding so he can't see. So that's why he's so
Undertaker?
Slow. Yeah.
He's slow
dude,
and
he
old.
He needs his walker. What do you expect?
Can't see.
We wicked,
maybe they're
there.
Not contacts.
What,
maybe
51?
He was going blind.
Yeah,
51 year old. I mean,
he's
come
not
on.
That
they don't
old.
Let Ric Flair wrestle.
Rick, yeah, but
so,
they let Ric
the
Flair go to 54,
wrestle?
Though.
I mean, dude.
The Undertaker really
dude.
Doesn't 54. Look that old, but I guess
no,
he acts old.
He didn't look
old.
That bad.
I think he acted old, and I think that he did play it up for that match. I don't think he's really that out of shape, but I think he appeared that way in that match.
I think at the end of the match, when he was laying there just staring off and they zoomed in on his face, he looked like...
Please let me out of this match.
Yeah, he looked
why
like...
Do you feel like his heart's not
why
in it
Shane
anymore?
Fucking... Like
what?
In fucking McFoley's book, why the fuck did he go up there is what Undertaker's thinking. Like, all over again, it's going in his head like, this motherfucker, I'm moving though.
Yeah.
Like, I moved
and then Maria Menounos
like,
started
like,
screaming and annoying everybody.
Is she
at least
dating
he didn't,
Shane McMahon or
maybe,
something? Is she married to him or something?
No.
Why the hell was she there
at least he didn't
at?
Like...
She's at every
wheel
show.
Wheel him out like on a stretcher and... Drag it out like the Mick Foley thing and make it so dramatic.
But... They did that at the end of the match.
Oh, yeah, they did. Like, Damage Control came out, and we were like,
And he had a bleeding...
He's going to stand up afterwards and give everyone high fives, clicks his heels.
He had
like,
a bleeding
we're going home, guys.
Spleen.
And I think he actually... That
he
was
had a bleeding spleen.
He fucked himself up for real on that, dude.
He had
like,
a bleeding spleen.
How could you not, though? How I mean, just from the...
look at his color of his
20
body.
Feet.
They can teach you to take a fall, but and not from...
It
like
wasn't
that.
Like...
He didn't
like
do, like, a rolling fall. Like, he didn't...
And it wasn't like the stage gave way under him or nothing like that either.
Real pale white
well, even before
after
that
fall. Think
even,
about it. Mm-hmm. He was real, like... vibrant looking.
He started getting
pale,
like
something was wrong with him.
Weird purple spots under his eyes during that match. I said, I was like, what's wrong with this face? Like before
I don't mean
that,
to, you were really into faces even earlier with Becky Lynch, and you were like, she looks like she's in
fucking
evil gangbang throated porn. Like punished porn.
Eyebrow art over here showing everyone.
Nakamura with the referee's eyebrow art.
Mesmerized.
And Becky Lynch's fucking running makeup.
That's what it looked like.
Oh, yeah.
She looked like she's in punished porn. Like, And then what was I going to say? Oh, in the main event, like, even the crowd was like, this is too long and we're bored because they started chanting ole, ole, ole.
Oh, yeah. I was just waiting for them to say, can this be over?
Yeah, get this
like,
over.
Like, is this
over?
Yeah, like,
on Friday night, they're chanting Fight Forever to Nakamura.
And this night,
they're like, get this over.
Like, stop the match.
That's funny.
Both of you guys are like, they did not enjoy it.
I don't know. Maybe
you did not enjoy it. You're like, fuck this. I want to go to sleep.
I think they did an okay, solid match, but it was a long show. Yeah. And fucking they
try to get that
like
one
we've
last
said, we've
ejaculation.
All, we all
what
came.
They try to do. They try to grasp you one more time. Grab you by the balls. We like erupt one more time
we
for
all
me.
Came
and
nine times.
And I don't think any of us did. We were like, I mean, maybe me. I mean, with the
what you came again?
Maybe just a little.
Just a little. Anyway, you want to get out of here. This was WrestleMania review.
Let's
from Lousy Weather Media. This is the first time we ever did this. Lousy Weather Media WrestleMania review. Oh, my God. What is playing in my ears? A migraine commercial. Oh God. Let's just go. Let's get out of here. Hell yeah. Brother.
These new gay guys are
some deep thrust action.
These new gay guys are
some deep thrust actions.
These new gay guys are
some deep thrust actions.
These new gay guys are brothers because they love each other and it's working. It is.
Some deep thrust actions.
Whoa.
From Big E. He definitely gets into that.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.